Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my stunning and mentally and psychologically stable co-host, Donna Lee.
Are you referencing my therapy comments I keep throwing out at
that,
you?
That's correct. That's nice. But it's good. It's good. It's good to normalize.
When you text your boss that you're in therapy a lot, there's probably a problem.
It's good. Mental health, mental wellness.
That's right. We offer that here.
We're big supporters of that. This is a men's health show. I'm a board-certified urologist. Mm-hmm. The name of our show is the Armour Men's Health Hour, and it's available by podcast as well on anywhere you want to podcast.
I learned all about that from you this last year.
You know, I don't do like social media stuff.
No,
but now I'm getting how people feel good about themselves based upon these things. The more downloads we get, the better I feel about myself.
I know. It's awful.
So I'm gonna stop looking.
Yeah, if I post something about the show on Facebook too, if I only get a few likes.
I don't have the Facebook.
You do. You just don't use it.
I don't use the Facebook.
But your six beautiful kids are featured there.
That's the only picture there. We are a urology practice. The practice started in 2007. So we're entering our 13th year. Magic and happy number 13
that's
this year.
Right.
We have an incredibly robust practice that's really dedicated to individualizing treatment. I think that the kind of services that we offer in our practice are not only unique, but groundbreaking in terms of their scope. We have a nutritionist on staff. We treat sleep apnea here. Mm-hmm. We have a pelvic floor physical therapist here. We have sex therapy here. Mm-hmm. We have a curated set of supplements. That's all in addition to the fact that we are amazing urologists here, too.
That's amazing. You're award-winning.
It's an exciting time. We are about to add another partner.
I know. Oh, are you announcing that? Is it official?
I don't know. Oh. Nobody's listening anyway. Dr. Lucas Giacometis is going to be joining us in the next few weeks, and we're really excited about adding more capacity and hopefully adding more practitioners that share our philosophy on a holistic brand of urologic care. But if you email us your questions, we'd love to hear them. And Donna, why don't you tell people where our practices are, and then we'll talk about ball pain.
Yep. That's today. Yes. We are all over Austin. Our main location's in Round Rock on Hester's Crossing. We have a North Austin location, just south of Lakeline Mall by the terrible DPS office that just is awful to me. So when you need a break from there,
her name is Donna Lee. She drives a car with the license plate funny. Please take it out.
The lines are too long there. We're right by Westwood High School. That's better. We have a location on South Congress in South Austin, just right by William Cannon. And we also have a Dripping Springs location. So that's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Our number is 512-238-0762. You can email your questions to Dr. Mystery or our new guy, Dr. Giacometis, or Dr. Yang, or Dr. Ong, to armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com, and our website is armormenshealth.com.
Donna, today I want to talk about some... it just seemed like this week in the clinic seemed like ball pain theme.
What, I wonder why.
I thought what I would talk about are four of the types of testicular pain that we saw today, this week, kind of what our approach to each one is.
Were they all four different?
They were all four different.
There's different ball pains.
There's different ball pains.
That's awful.
There's different ball pains. So the first patient was a 42-year-old man. He was 4 years from a vasectomy done by someone else.
Okay, good. I was about to say.
Done one side by somebody else.
Better not be you.
Another practice. I'm not going to say their name.
Please do.
In any case, this can happen to any urologist. That has nothing to do with technique in most cases. But this is a patient who came in with pain several years after a vasectomy. He had pain right behind the testicle in a little organ called the epididymis. Mm. And sometimes that pain can be musculoskeletal. Sometimes it can be nerve-related. In most cases, it's something called congestive epididymitis. Mm. You know, on our vasectomy forms, we have that as one of the potential risks. Mm-hmm. And people ask me after a vasectomy all the time, well, what happens to the sperm?
Right.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're wondering, maybe you're not wondering.
They're wondering.
And so the sperm get made and then are stored in the epididymis because the vas deferens is blocked. And so,
and tell people what the vast difference
the
is.
The vast difference is the difference between a man and a woman. The vast difference is the tube that connects the testicle to where the sperm are deposited in the urethra, mm-hmm. in the region of the prostate. And so that's where the vasectomy, or that tube, that vas deferens, is transected. The sperm are stored in this epididymis, and this epididymis swells ever so slightly. And then every 120 days, your body goes through and eats up the old sperm. Mm-hmm. But some men are very sensitive to that little bit of swelling that occurs, and it can even happen on one or both sides. And that's called congestive epididymitis. Mm-hmm. It causes either like kind of a pain all the time, or you can have episodes of worsening pain several times a year. So this particular patient, we're going to take him for an epididymectomy. That's a relatively simple procedure. It takes me about an hour.
Epididymectomy.
There's a lot of P's and D's mm-hmm. in that. It's covered by insurance. It's done as an outpatient. Covered by a lot of P's and D's. We're going to get kicked off this show. And it's something that resolves the pain in the vast majority of patients. So if you have testicular pain post-vasectomy and you want to get somebody to take a look at it, we'd love to take a look at it for you. Not all urologists do the epididymectomy. I was surprised to hear that when I was asked by another urologist to help him do one. I was like, okay, you know.
This is what I do.
So, you know, if you have this kind of condition but haven't been offered that procedure, it could just be as simple as that your urologist doesn't know or doesn't do them routinely. So then we had a patient who came to us for a fertility evaluation. Mm-hmm. He was about 37, and his testicles were relatively small, and he had infertility because he's been on testosterone for the last 3 years.
Oh, snap.
So that involves a lot of different components. Number one is if you're trying to have kids and you're on testosterone, you may have trouble having kids because that medicine is going to shut down your testicles.
It's so contradictory because you think the more testosterone you're taking, the more manly you are, the more virile you are.
Well, I'm extremely virile and extremely manly. Mm-hmm. But if you take testosterone externally, it's going to shrink your balls and it's going to make you infertile. And so this patient had smaller testicles than I would have usually attributed to testosterone use. Mm-hmm. But then he had a condition called a varicocele. And these are the veins that are coming from the testicle are enlarged. Mm-hmm. It's similar to varicose veins in the legs. He had been having chronic pain in his testicles for many years. He was 37, he'd been having it for 20 years.
Wow.
A long time. And that kind of pain we usually describe as a dull ache in the testicles, especially with prolonged lifting or standing. And he said that's exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. And so I think, and that varicocele can cause pain, but it can also cause the testicle to not function that well. So I think the varicocele not only caused his testicle not to be big to start with, but also causes low testosterone or contributed to it, mm-hmm. and causes testicular pain. And so we're going to fix him with something called a varicocelectomy. Mm-hmm. That can be done laparoscopically or microscopically. I do the microscopically because I think I get a better outcome. Mm-hmm. We're going to make two small incisions in your lower groin. We're going to find those veins and tie them off, and then your body makes new ones that are better behaved. And I do probably between 70 and 120 a year. So it's a very commonly performed surgery in our clinic, mm-hmm. And that's because we do it also for fertility and also for testicular pain. So if you have varicoceles, if you think that this could be contributing to testicular pain, it's definitely something that that we would like to take a look at and could probably give you some help with.
Wonderful. No, that was two.
That was two. I don't know. I think we're done with this segment. I don't know if we have enough time, you think?
No, we've got...
Do you think we have time? Okay. Well, good. Then we had a patient this week that had a cyst of the epididymis. So they could feel like a lesion in there or some kind of mass. And that pain came and then went away and it was associated with swelling. And so they had an ultrasound done at Scott & White, and they thought that it could be a testicular mass, but were unsure. Could be an infection, could not be. Mm-hmm. He came to us for a second opinion. I examined it, felt it was consistent with a testicular mass. But he initially presented with pain, which was the interesting part. And 10% of patients with testis cancer mm-hmm. will initially present with pain.
Oh, my.
And so we went, took his testicle out, and he ended up having a lymphoma of the testicle, which is a relatively uncommon, you know, in young people, but more common in old people kind of testis cancer.
Wow.
It's going to require chemotherapy.
Oh, my.
But what's interesting is that it really did present just like an infection might. So it just reminded me to never ignore ball pain. Mm-hmm. That's something that you get taught in residency. Never ignore it. Always make sure you're getting it evaluated by a professional. Make sure that an ultrasound is ordered when appropriate. Mm-hmm. And make sure the cause of it's determined, because it could be something dangerous.
Wow, that's fascinating.
So that was only three, but I think that's it.
Well,
why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us?
You can call us. Talk about your ball pain. Ask us questions if you've got a specific ball pain. ArmorMen'sHealth@gmail.com. Email us anytime. ArmorMen'sHealth@gmail.com. Our phone number is 512-238-0762. During the week, give us a call. You can ask for me. And our website is armormenshealth.com.
The Armor Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.